The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Vision News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you. The Mystery Books meeting is coming up on October 25th. There's a contest for youth who review audio-described movies. The Georgia Council of the Blind is going virtual on November 6th and 7th. The COVID-19 Health Tips, Top 16, from Bonnie Henry, M.D., the British Columbia Provincial Health Officer in Canada. The Blind Post has articles, a contest for an Amazon gift card, Eyes on Success podcasts, we haven't heard from them in a while, and the White Cane Day is passing, I think it was yesterday, poem, no author credited. The Guardian has an article on multiple sclerosis research breakthroughs, and if I get a chance, there are two items on cool blind tech that I would like to read for you, and an OrCam user meets his soccer idol. Coming up first. Ann Parsons facilitator is inviting you to a scheduled Zoom meeting. Topic, the Mystery Book Discussion Group. Meets Sunday, October 25th, 2020 from 5 to 6 Eastern. Join from PC, Mac, Linux, iOS, or Android at https://zoom.us/j/710434624. iPhone telephone numbers 408-638-0986 or 646-876-9923. The meeting ID is 710-434-624. International numbers are available from https://zoom.us/u/CIDZ(K)OD7. If you execute the above link from a computer with installed Zoom client software, the software should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. If you execute the above link from a smart device containing the Zoom Cloud Meetings app, the app should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. If you prefer to use your iPhone as a regular phone without the app to call into the meeting, you can use one of the above two numbers to initiate the call. If you prefer calling on a regular telephone, use one of the above numbers. AccessibleWorld.org, RadioOutOfThePast.org contacts Robert Acosta, Chair Emeritus at www.accessibleworld.org and www.radioOutOfThePast.org. Phone 818-998-0044. Email boacosta818@gmail.com. His website is www.helpinghands4theblind.net. And Larry Gassman, Accessible World Co-Chair, accessibleworld.org, phone 714-449-1958. Email larry2rsgassman2ss@roadrunner.com. Ellen Lemley, Co-Chair, accessibleworld.org, phone 601-919-6907. Email walemly@gmail.com. The Accessible World, a division of Helping Hands for the Blind, a 501c3 not-for-profit organization, seeks to educate the general public, the disabled community, and the professionals who serve them by providing highly relevant information about new products, services, and training opportunities designed specifically to eliminate geographic and access barriers that adversely affect them. Signed, Robert Acosta, President, and Ann Parsons. From Joel Snyder, Ph.D., 202-467-5083, or jsnyder@acb.org. Benefits of Audio Description in Education Contest, BADIE. Young people who are blind write reviews of film and video. Dateline October 9, 2020, the American Council of the Blind's Audio Description Project, ACB-ADP, and the Described and Captioned Media Program, DCMP, are continuing their co-sponsorship of an exciting opportunity for blind and visually impaired young people in four categories from ages 7 to 21, the Benefits of Audio Description in Education, BADIE, contest. Kids love movies. Movies, videos, and other forms of multimedia are, these days, integral to public, private, and special education curriculum. If you're a young person who can't see or can't see well, audio description provides access to all the visual images of the movies that sighted young people enjoy. Students choose an audio-described film or video from the thousands of titles available through DCMP via streaming or on DVDs. Visit www.dcmp.org. All right, a young person who is blind can borrow an audio-described video or film from a library. And thousands of audio-described films and videos are available via streaming services. You can visit the ACB's ADP's website at www.acb.org/adp/dvds.html for lists of DVDs and films with audio description. Reviews can be submitted in writing, in Braille, or via an audio recording. Register for the contest at http://listeningislearning.org/BADIE.html. Entries can also be submitted via email or postal mail. Submissions from outside the United States are fine. To ACB-DCMP, Benefits of Audio Description in Education. 1703 North Beauregard Street, Suite 420, Alexandria, Virginia, 22311, USA. Email jsnyder@acb.org or call 202-467-5083. Deadline for entries is Friday, January 22, 2021. Contest winners in each category will be chosen by February 19, 2021, and the grand prize winner will receive an iPad Mini. Each first place winner will receive a $100 iTunes gift card. Second place winners will receive a $50 iTunes gift card. And third place winners will receive a $25 iTunes gift card. Each supporting teacher who has a first place winning student will be awarded a $100 Amazon gift card. Signed Audio Description Association, LLC, under contract with ACB, 6502 Westmoreland Avenue, Tacoma Park, Maryland, 20912. Georgia Council of the Blind Conference and Convention, November 6 through 7, 2020. Our theme, GCB Community, Bridging the Gap. Join with other GCB members and friends for our first ever virtual conference and convention. Be there from the comfort of your own home via computer, phone, or streamed on ACB Radio. Registration $15. Registrants will receive Zoom links and will be eligible to win door prizes. Please visit GeorgiaCouncilOfTheBlind.org/register to register today. The following are some program highlights. The full program will be coming out later. Saturday, November 7, Exhibitors Showcase. Businesses and organizations will join us virtually to tell us about their products and services. Business Meeting. Concurrent sessions. On Saturday afternoon, a choice of programming will be offered. Youth Outreach Committee Program on Advocacy for High School Students as they transition to higher education, work training, or employment. Goal, give students and parents what they need to know for a successful transition, what should be in an IEP transition plan, and what services VR can provide during high school. Our second Saturday afternoon program will be opportunities for seniors, free or low-cost continuing education opportunities for adults over 62. Special Interest Affiliate Showcase, introducing some of the leaders of ACB affiliates. Trivia, led by Mary and Tommy Woodyard. And a board meeting. Signed, Betsy Grenevich, G-R-E-N-E-V-I-T-C-H. Call 678-862-3876. The Wisdom of Dr. Bonnie Henry, the Provincial Health Officer for British Columbia, the first woman in this position. Henry is also an associate professor at the University of British Columbia. She has a background in epidemiology and is a specialist in public health and preventive medicine. Number one, we may have to live with COVID-19 for months or years. Let's not deny it or panic. Let's not make our lives useless. Let's learn to live with this fact. Number two, you can't destroy COVID-19 viruses that have penetrated cell walls by drinking gallons of hot water. You'll just go to the bathroom more often. Number three, washing hands and maintaining a 2-meter physical distance is the best protection method. Number four, if you don't have a COVID-19 patient at home, there's no need to disinfect the surfaces at your house. Number five, packaged cargo, gas pumps, shopping carts, and ATMs do not cause infection. If you wash your hands, live your life as usual. Number six, COVID-19 is not a food infection. It is associated with drops of infection like the flu. There is no demonstrated risk that COVID-19 is transmitted by food. Number seven, you can lose your sense of smell with a lot of allergies and viral infections. This is only a non-specific symptom of COVID-19. Number eight, once at home, you don't need to change your clothes urgently and go shower. Purity is a virtue. Paranoia is not. Number nine, the COVID-19 virus doesn't hang in the air for long. This is a respiratory droplet infection that requires close contact. Number 10, the air is clean. You can walk through the gardens and through parks. Just keep your physical protection distance. Number 11, it is sufficient to use normal soap against COVID-19, not antibacterial soap. This is a virus, not a bacteria. Number 12, you don't have to worry about your food orders, but you can heat it all up in the microwave if you wish. Number 13, the chances of bringing COVID-19 home with your shoes is like being struck by lightning twice in a day. I've been working against viruses for 20 years. Droplet infections don't spread like that. Number 14, you can't be protected from the virus by taking vinegar, sugarcane juice, and ginger. These are for immunity, not a cure. Number 15, wearing a mask for long periods interferes with your breathing and oxygen levels. Wear it only in crowds, indoors, or outdoors. Number 16, wearing gloves is also a bad idea. The virus can accumulate into the glove and be easily transmitted if you touch your face. Better just to wash your hands regularly. Immunity is greatly weakened by always staying in a sterile environment. Even if you eat immune-boosting foods, please go out of your house regularly to any park or beach. Immunity is increased by exposure to pathogens, not by sitting at home and consuming fried, spicy, sugary food and aerated drinks. Be smart and stay informed. Live life sensibly and to the fullest. Be kind, be calm, and be safe. Signed, Dr. Bonnie Henry. Excerpts from the October Blind Post by Lori Motis, LoriMotis. A chance to win a $20 Amazon gift card by completing a survey. A friend and I are gathering data for a book entitled Creating Authentic Disabled Characters that we're co-authoring. Feedback is greatly appreciated. Do you want a chance to win a $20 Amazon gift card? Are you disabled? If your answer is yes, then please fill out our survey. The rules. All questions are voluntary, except for email, which will only be used to contact you if you win. Complete the survey and possibly win a $20 Amazon gift card. All responses are anonymous. Answers may be edited for length and clarity. Survey ends December 18, 2020. Drawing will be held December 31, 2020. The form is at https://forms.gle/sx-e-capital-c-capital-l-i-capital-u-capital-m-capital-f-n-f-capital-q-small-q-capital-t-capital-e-capital-k-number-8. Eyes on Success, Shows and Podcasts. Episode 2040, Non-Visual Theater, aired September 30th, 2020. Mac Gordon, artistic producer of Theater in the Dark, describes how the group has turned lemons into lemonade despite being unable to hold public performances due to the pandemic. Hosts Nancy and Peter Torpy talk with Mac about their upcoming live virtual audio-only presentation of War of the Worlds and how you can join in this evening of creative theater. Episode 2038, Race and Blindness, aired September 16th, 2020. Anil Lewis is the Executive Director of Blindness Initiatives for the National Federation of the Blind. He says that being black helped me be blind, and being blind helped me understand that hashtag Black Lives Matter. Hosts Nancy and Peter Torby talk with Anil about his experiences as a blind person of color and how those experiences affected his life and ambitions. Go to www.eyesonsuccess.net to find a full, searchable archive of nearly 500 episodes on nearly any topic, or subscribe to the podcast if you don't want to miss an episode. You can listen on your Amazon or Google Smart Home device by saying play Eyes on Success podcast. And to listen to previous shows, just ask to go back or play previous episode. A White Cane Day poem by my friend sent to Lori Motis. There is no author credited. I thought I would write a White Cane Day poem. I think it came out more of a Mother's Day poem. Best friends. Miracle in my mind. Memories of loving sights. I'm cozy at two in Mom's lap. The window is so cold. No words to describe surreal. I stop blabbering and mimic. Her lips are on my ear. Her warm heartbeat on my back. Say snow, say snow, say snow, she says. 68 years later, at the age of 70, I recall that blanket of snow. My first friend in the world, witness to my life events. All the while, my security through attempts at crawling, walking, running, and biking. With each passing day, I grew blind. The end finally came, that medical prediction. My lights were sure to flicker out. Then I met my new friend. It felt so awkward at first. No cozy feeling or heartbeat. Mobility teachers. Scrapes, bruises, and frustration. Then one day a revelation. Friends always stay with you. There to watch you reach the stars. My best friend learned to fly last month. Thanks, Lord, for my second. From TheGuardian.com. MS treatment a step closer after drugs shown to repair nerve coating. Side effects of bexarotene rule out use, but trial suggests other drugs may halt multiple sclerosis. By Ian Sample, remodeled, modified on September 25th. Doctors believe they are closer to a treatment for multiple sclerosis after discovering a drug that repairs the coatings around nerves that are damaged by the disease. A clinical trial of the cancer drug bexarotene showed that it repaired the protective myelin sheaths that MS destroys. The loss of myelin causes a range of neurological problems, including balance, vision, and muscle disorders, and ultimately disability. While bexarotene cannot be used as a treatment because the side effects are too serious, doctors behind the trial said the results showed remyelination was possible in humans, suggesting other drugs or drug combinations will halt MS. It's disappointing that this is not the drug we'll use, but it's exciting that repair is achievable, and it gives us great hope for another trial we hope to start this year, said Professor Alasdair Coles, who led the research at the University of Cambridge. MS arises when the immune system mistakenly attacks the fatty myelin coating that wraps around nerves in the brain and spinal cord. Without the lipid-rich substance, signals travel more slowly along nerves, are disrupted, or fail to get through at all. About 100,000 people in the UK live with the condition. Funded by the MS Society, bexarotene was assessed in a Phase 2A trial that used brain scans to monitor changes to damaged neurons in patients with relapsing MS. This is an early stage of the condition that precedes secondary progressive disease where neurons die off and cause permanent disability. The drug had some serious side effects, from thyroid disease to raised levels of fats in the blood, which can lead to dangerous inflammation of the pancreas. But brain scans revealed that neurons had regrown their myelin sheaths, a finding confirmed by tests that showed signals sent from the retina to the visual cortex at the back of the brain had quickened. That can only be achieved through remyelinization, said Coles. Details of the work were presented Friday at MS Virtual 2020, a joint meeting of the European Committee for Treatment and Research in Multiple Sclerosis and its American counterpart. While bexarotene will not go into Phase 3 trials for MS, The finding that the nervous system can be stimulated to resheathe damaged neurons has given scientists fresh hope for another trial they hope to launch later this year. That trial will monitor the effects of the diabetes drug metformin, along with clemastine and antihistamine, a combination that Professor Robin Franklin at the Wellcome MRC Cambridge Stem Cell Institute showed last year could drive remyelination in animals. Metformin seems to work by rejuvenating stem cells in the central nervous system, which then go on to become myelin-producing cells called oligodendrocytes. These churn out fresh myelin to replace that destroyed by MS. The researchers hope the drug combination will at least slow the progression of the disease, but there is a chance it will prevent further damage to neurons completely. The results of this trial give us confidence that medicines that promote myelin regeneration will have a real impact on the treatment of MS, and we look forward to the outcome of future trials with increased optimism, said Franklin. Dr. Emma Gray at the MS Society said finding treatments to stop MS progression is our number one priority. And to do that, we need ways to protect nerves from damage and repair lost myelin. This new research is a major milestone in our plan to stop MS, and we're incredibly excited about the potential it's shown for future studies. From CoolBlindTech.com, police develop new system to identify officers at your door. Posted October 4th, Thames Valley Police recently launched the Visual Impairment Protocol, VIP. It applies to anyone who is blind or visually impaired. It can also be used by anyone who cares for, supports someone who is visually impaired. Normally, when officers go into someone's home, they have an identification card which can be shown to prove who they are. However, it isn't as easy for visually impaired people who may not be able to see a photograph or a name on an identification card clearly. The VIP will be in place across the Thames Valley and Hampshire police areas. It works by setting up a password system at the address of a visually impaired person. When someone either calls 101 or 999 and tells the emergency dispatcher that they have vision loss, a password of their choice will be agreed between the caller and the dispatcher. Then, when an officer visits that address, they will be expected to state the password to the person answering the door. If they cannot give the password, then they should not be allowed into the address. Thames Valley Police has urged people who care for someone who has a visual impairment or have friends or family with such a condition to make them aware of the new password system. Man, I wish they had that in the U.S. Also on Cool Blind Tech, Carroll Center for the Blind publishes new guide to Zoom meetings for screen reader users, posted back in June. Getting Started with Zoom Meetings, a Guide for JAWS, NVDA, and iPhone VoiceOver Users is the first ever step-by-step text-based guide to Zoom video communications for screen reader users. The Carroll Center for the Blind has announced that it has published a new book, Getting Started with Zoom Meetings, a Guide for JAWS, NVDA, and iPhone VoiceOver Users by Heather Thomas. The book is expected to serve as an invaluable resource for people who have vision loss wanting to participate in and host Zoom meetings in the workplace for educational purposes and for personal use. The publication is timely as so many people are now required to work and stay at home. We're excited to introduce this first-ever step-by-step text-based guide to Zoom video communications for screen reader users, said Thomas, who serves as the Accessibility Services Associate at the Carroll Center. With so many of us now learning, working, and connecting through remote methods, I wanted to create a resource to help during this time of social distancing, as people are relying on Zoom to stay connected. The Carroll Center produced the book because its clients and staff members have been affected by nationwide stay-at-home orders and quarantines. Most remote workers at this time have shifted to telecommunications software like Zoom, Google Meet, or Skype. People who are blind or partially sighted and must use special screen reading software to access digital content on computers and smartphones. With this book, they now have a guide to working effectively with Zoom meetings. The digital-only book is available to purchase for $18 on the Carroll Center store website. About the Carroll Center for the Blind. Established in 1936, the Carroll Center for the Blind empowers those who are blind and visually impaired to achieve independence and to lead a fulfilling life. The nonprofit organization provides services for individuals of all ages, including vision rehabilitation services, vocational and transition programs, assistive technology training, educational support, services for seniors, and an optical shop. For more information, visit www.carroll.org. From OrCam.com, so of course there's a device promo at the end, blind from birth soccer fan meets with Leo Messi, L-E-O-M-E-S-S-I. The OrCam blog, Blind from Birth Soccer Fan Meets with Leo Messi, posted September 9th. Per Ribas Grabuleda is a 14-year-old radio show soccer commentator from Spain. What makes Per's story so unique is that he is blind from birth and still achieves way more than anyone would have expected. His excitement and enthusiasm for the game can be felt through his commentary. He constantly follows up on games and soccer news. Being blind from birth won't hold Per back in life. Besides his sports radio commentary, Per often plays soccer with his friends. He also swims competitively and is passionate about music. Playing the piano and singing are two of his musical hobbies. In addition to his hobbies, Per reads using the Braille reading method. For many people who are blind from birth, tactile reading is the main reading method taught in schools. The Braille system helps Per to learn school-related subjects on Braille-printed textbooks. However, one of the problems that Braille presents is that not all of the school books are being published in Braille print as well. In recent years, Braille is in a decline. Considering how information and data are being transferred in modern times, it should come as no surprise. Very few media and news companies are still publishing printed editions, for a number of reasons. The first is that the internet has allowed for any publisher of news and entertainment to be able to instantly make its published content accessible to everyone. Existing content can also be updated instantly. When it comes to entertainment magazines and printed books, there are still many that are being printed, but the majority of them are either shifting or have already shifted to digital distribution. When it comes to soccer news, the kind of news that interests Per most sports editions are being published online. This provides soccer fans with instant news and updates about their favorite teams and players. With OrCam MyEye, Per can read anything instantly. In order to be able to follow up on the most recent soccer news and game scores, another reading solution besides Braille must be used. The best type of solution is using assistive technology for people with low vision. The most advanced assistive technology devices are made by OrCam Technologies. OrCam MyEye is OrCam's most advanced device for people who are fully blind from birth and for those who have developed blindness throughout their lifetime. It has a list of revolutionary features and unique attributes that make it stand apart from all other assistive technology devices. OrCam Technologies is working on increasing awareness for people with low vision worldwide. In order to do so, they are putting together a team of 12 extraordinary sports fans and athletes who are visually impaired. This is the OrCam Dream Team. Per has recently become a member of the OrCam Dream Team. Per recently traveled to Barcelona when he was officially accepted into the OrCam Dream Team and met Leo Messi. And that's where I ran out of time for today's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next week. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Vision News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. Call 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to North Carolina Reading Service.